Wait till you meet my next guest. Boy, oh boy, she's so interesting. Danica Thornberry has written a book called Stick It to Me, Baby. But here's what's so interesting. If I said that title, would you know that she's one of the first acupuncturists in America to specialize in women's health and infertility? One of her claim to fame is that she's helped over 1,500 women conceive healthy babies. How awesome is that? And that's since 2001. She's worked in Los Angeles as definitely one of the top fertility specialists. Danica, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
So let's talk about first what I said. That is something in the world of infertility and what couples go through and what people go through individually or whoever it is, it's such a personal thing. It's such a emotional, often, journey, as I've talked to a lot of people that have found themselves in these situations. What was that like for you to be able to help as many people as you've already helped and that you continue to help?
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, it's very rewarding, but it's also nice to see when the women are able to reframe their success in terms of just personal happiness being restored on their way to getting to parenthood, because I think they lose a lot of themselves or their sense of joy from constant disappointment and facing a negative pregnancy test each month that they're trying, or a failed in vitro cycle time and time again, that can really beat down their spirit. And so it's one thing to have the success of a full-term live birth, but it's another success for these women and these couples to get back to their lives or actually come to a place where they enjoy their life even more than they had before. And that's really the premise of the book, Stick It to Me, Baby, because it's really saying, hey, stuff in life is going to happen, but how are you going to carry yourself through those disappointments? Can you see it as an opportunity for more personal growth or more love for your life? So I see success in two different ways, actually.
So in seeing that success and seeing those personal stories, you talk about that. You weave that into the book. You have inspirational stories because I think, and you could probably attest to this, when people hear about the stories of the success of others, it makes them feel like they have a shot, right?
Correct. Yes. It makes them open up a part of their brain that is all about possibility and that maybe it can happen for them. And that's exactly what I see happen. The medical model currently has a lot of business attached to it. Unfortunately, that's just where we are right now. And that can be scary. And when women are putting in a lot of money into a fertility protocol and it doesn't work, it's easy to lose oneself and to lose hope in the situation. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
And so in changing your attitude, what do you tell women that is helpful that, you know, give us a little hint of that? How can they change their attitude about infertility and kind of open their mind up to other avenues?
Such a good question. Well, I love the word reframe. And I use it all day long, every day, where something is going to happen. And depending on how it goes into the woman's brain, it's got to go through the filter of being a victim, woe is me, it's never going to happen, the stinking thinking, the negative based on fear or resentment and doubt. So when it was my own personal story, I was given a list of different obstacles. Stage 4 endometriosis, blocked fallopian tube, elevated FSH, and an early diagnosis of menopause when I was 31.
Wow.
So I saw all of those things, and there would be times where I would feel very downtrodden, hopeless, scared, because I had such a long list of conditions to overcome. And I wasn't a candidate for the science that's out there. In vitro can't be done on somebody who has elevated FSH as high as mine was, because the minute that I would have taken those meds, it would have caused the ovaries to be overstimulated and it would have been too much for my ovaries. So I wasn't a candidate for in vitro. So I had to imply my own reframe. And that reframe was, I don't believe that I need in vitro anyway. So here's an opportunity for me to see what I can do. Here's an opportunity out of this huge disappointment, or reframing fear into an opportunity to practice some wisdom, looking at the wisdom that's been gained through the process, like realizing actually things do work out. I'll give you a really good example, Kate. When women have a struggle to get married and then they find a guy who's perfect for them and they get married, I'm not saying that they live happily ever after and it's a fairy tale, but they come to a place of surrender and they don't know if they're going to get married. And once they surrender and they reframe the idea that they have to get married or else they're somehow less than, and they surrender that, they get their power back, they become more whole or more confident, more complete just on their own, and then that's more attractive. And then the right partner for them approaches. So I like to use that as a reframe in this fertility world where, hey, this is so hard because it's getting you to surrender your attachments to what you're seeing on social media, what is happening with coworkers and friends, how they are getting pregnant first and it appears to be so easy. Put in the reframe of, I'm going to live my life the best that I can and I'll make certain changes because I'm going to tell myself and believe that it's going to happen for me because it's happening for these other people. And when I see these things on social, I'm not going to let it get to me and take me to a comparative place to feel bad about myself. I'm going to say, okay, if it's happening for them, then it will happen for me. The reframe, or just redirecting the thoughts into another area of possibility. How can I take what's happening and reframe it to tell myself that it's going to work for me?
We're speaking with Danica Thornberry. The name of the book is Stick It To Me, Baby. You can pick it up, Amazon, etc. Great book talking about women who struggle with infertility, the process of conceiving, carrying a baby, all that emotional, spiritual anguish that a lot of people grapple with. And I mentioned this at the top, and you're a renowned acupuncturist. Tell us about the acupuncture part of it and how you've seen that really help women.
Well, it's so good at rebalancing the hormones using the energy of the system. And the way I use acupuncture is I have women come to my office and we begin with a conversation, and I integrate a lot of these concepts that you and I have been talking about into their session, and then I do acupuncture. The endorphins, the feel-good hormones that come out from an acupuncture treatment allow the women to relax in a deeper state. So if they've taken pearls of wisdom from our conversation and then they go to a deep state of relaxation, I believe that that just helps to more deeply integrate these new concepts, such that when she leaves the acupuncture office, now not only is she feeling good physically, but she's also got some new thoughts programmed into her brain. So it's like a holistic approach. It's acupuncture balancing energy, but then we're addressing the mind and the body. And I always talk about different foods that they can eat at different times in their cycle too. And all of this just really works to support the women and their husbands, their partners on this path. So acupuncture is one component, but it's an important component, but it works that much better when there are these empowering conversations going on about the emotional component, and women feel safe to release those pent-up emotions, then the acupuncture just works that much better.
Bringing this back around again, and we really get this sense of how rewarding it is for you, how many people you've helped, how many people you'd love to help in the future, obviously. What do you hope somebody takes away from reading the book? Opening their mind up, we've said that, but what else can it do? Could it be a big resource, I would imagine, for them?
Sure. I like to recommend that the women read the book when they are in their 2-week wait or after ovulation, where they're looking for some source of inspiration. I also like to recommend the book to women who are willing to read between the lines and not just be limited to whatever their medical diagnosis is, that if they're unexplained infertility, there is an explanation and it's within themselves. They've got to, if their doctor can't find a diagnosis, they've got to find a diagnosis. Oh, it's that I'm constantly going to a negative, fearful place, or oh, I'm not willing to do things differently. I need to look at my level of willingness. And these are the kinds of spiritual concepts that I put into that book that I insert in these acupuncture treatments and the conversation, hence the title, Stick It to Me. You know, I'm giving these women something that they may not immediately want to do or think of for themselves, but it's a really unique idea. Like, there is more that you can do by just changing your thoughts. And I guess that would be the biggest takeaway. I want women to transform the way that they're thinking about the diagnosis that they're getting, that leaving them feeling hopeless. I want them to feel that they can create a shift that creates a change in outcome, and that they leave this time behind in their life, these few years that can be all about baby making. I'd like them to be able to look back and say, that was when I changed my life for the better. That was when I made those positive changes. Because otherwise, they're going to look back on their fertility years and have more of that negative attitude and sadness and grief that they're going to carry. I'd like it to be seen as a time of transformation.
Absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Danica Thornberry, pick up the book, Stick It to Me, Baby. Thank you so much.
Oh, Kate, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
Dream of a dream.